Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast de yo koso. Hey, everybody, and welcome again to the Manga Sensei Podcast. We're again welcoming everybody listening now on Android. Welcome all you Androidians, Androiders, and Android people on Android. Thank you. Make sure to leave us 5 stars down below and a quick review saying how adorable John Sensei is, or how sexy, how sexy I am. That's better. With that, today we're going to jump into our grammar point, which is actually a combination of two grammar points. This was a combination of last week's if, base 4, ba, with a combination of yesterday's podcast, which was hodo, to the extent that. This is an extremely useful grammar point that can be used to say the more you do something, the more something happens. So I could say, the more you study Japanese, the more Japanese you can speak. The more you listen to the Manga Sensei podcast, the smarter you will be. The more you listen to John Sensei's wonderfully adorable voice, the more attracted to the Manga Sensei podcast. I should stop. But you get the idea. The more you do something, the more that something else will happen. And these things have direct connection. The way you use this in Japanese is by using your first verb. So if I wanted to say, the more I eat, the more I want to eat would be taberu, which is my verb to eat, taberu, taberu plus base 4 ba, tabeba. Then I would put taberu plus hodo, taberu hodo, tabeba, taberu hodo. And then I could add whatever I want to happen at the end. So if I say the more I eat, the more, and then I need to have the reaction would be 食べたくなる. I want to eat more. Or if I could say, something else could happen. If I say, for example, the more I study, the better university I can go to. 勉強すれば, suru hodo, I can say benkyo suru, or I can just say suru hodo ii daigaku ni ikeru. Or if I wanted to say like the more I exercise, the more weight I could lose. Undo suru sureba, the more I exercise, suru hodo yaseru. Undo sureba suru hodo yaseru. And you can use this grammar pattern for anything that you would like to do more of. So if I, for example, said, Nihongo wo benkyou sureba suru hodo, and I could either say benkyou suru hodo or suru hodo, I can omit the extra benkyou. Nihongo wo umaku naru. My Japanese becomes better. Or pere pere ni naru. My result with that particular grammar function. This was something that when I first learned, it blew my mind. If I do this, the extent that I do it, this will happen, would be the direct translation. To the extent that if I do this, to the extent that I do it, this will happen, is how it would be a nice direct translation. But that sounds kind of funky. So in literal speaking, I could use the more I do this, the more that this happens. Now, of course, this has to be a direct connection to what you're doing. If I said, Biru wo nomeba nomu hodo fura fura ni naru, fura fura suru would make sense. But if I said pere pere ni naru, or I become more fluid, that would just sound weird. It has no direct connection to what I'm talking about. In other words, I'm saying don't say nonsense. But in order to become better in Japanese, you do have to make mistakes. Therefore, I do encourage you to make sure you take this grammar point. Remember that it's base 4 plus ba, the same verb, base 3, hodo, and then the reaction afterwards. And this will heavily improve your Japanese. But remember, make some mistakes, try it out, and if you have any questions, you can always go to manga-sensei.com and check out our constantly going grammar database, and it will be on there. And we will catch you folks tomorrow. Until then, janne.